Hi, thank you so much for calling your teleconference department. How may I help you today? I'm good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? Yes, this is Airtel AU. Yes, to whom I'm speaking with? Bahadur. Okay. Hi, nice to have you on the line, Bahadur. Let me just go ahead and pull out your account first, okay? Bear with me. Okay. All right. So, are you calling to process your $40.08 payment for November? When did you receive the $69? We only sent you the. Oh, okay. Got it. So let me explain it. Your monthly plan for your internet service is $69.95. That's the one we sent you November 1st. However, you do have like excess payment. Reason why, we deducted it from your bill. So your remaining bill now is $40.08. I just sent you the $40.08 because you said the last time you would like to make a payment using your bank account. Reason I have to send you that invoice from the Stripe, so you will be getting the link so you can process the payment using your bank account. But if you would like to do it over the phone, we can use your bank card. So it's okay if you don't want it to do it over the phone. You can do it two ways. Just click the invoice that I sent to you, the $40.08. You will be able to see the options where you can process a payment using your bank card or using your bank account. Yes, $40.08 to satisfy your November invoice because we already deducted some amount. Reason it's lower down. But moving forward for next month, your monthly fee will be $69.95. Oh, you would like me to send it? Are you going to use your card or your bank account? The card. Okay. I'll send you right now while I have you on the line. Just give me a minute, okay? Just to make sure you will be able to do the payment. Just bear with me. Sure. Stay in the line, okay? Give me a minute or two. I'm doing it now. Thank you. Thank you so much for patiently waiting, Mahmood. I sent you the email. Please check if you got it. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Your question is, if you use your card now, it gonna stay, is your question? You have an option if you would like to save it or no. No, I sent you one. Please confirm, have you received my email now? The one that I sent just now? I help you how to log in. Yeah. So copy paste the link, and then once you are routed to the link, you have to put in your username. Your username is the one I sent you, the 1757-6619-21223. That's your username and your password. Surely. Mm-hmm, and then copy the password. Six, six, one, nine. Yeah, big letter U, 8, small letter G, 2, 1, big letter R, 4, big letter A. Yeah, U, it should be capitalized, big letter U. Correct. Small letter G. And then 2-1. Big letter R. 4. Then big letter A. Okay. Pay by Stripe. Yeah, you have to put the details as your name, your card number, expiration date, and the 3-digit code, CVV code. So, sorry. Yeah. You have to select pay by Stripe or pay by strip. Save card. Let me check. You don't have a save card. If you do, the payment has already been processed. I'm checking. Yeah, you do have, but it will not be able to use on our end. Because it did not show as default. It's paid, okay. It's save. Oh, fail, okay. Is there any message aside from fail, like insufficient funds? Yeah. So, yeah, you have to put a new one. It depends. We will go ahead and check. You just need to put in all the details. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and check your account, okay? Bear with me. Okay, yeah, your payment has been successfully processed, $40.08. So your account is back to zero balance. You will also receive your payment receipt shortly to your email address. Okay, and your next invoice will be by December. So you just need to do the same thing. Once we send you the email, that's include the link and then your username and password where you can process the payment. You're welcome, and anything else that I may help you with? Thank you. You do have a great day and be safe always, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.